Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The scriptures call them incarnations as devotees, bhakta avatara. The position of being such an incarnation is above all others. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different incarnations, but His appearance in the role of a devotee is more beneficial to the conditioned souls than the other incarnations with all their opulences. Sometimes a conditioned soul is bewildered when he tries to understand the incarnation of Godhead with full opulence. Lord Krishna appeared and performed many uncommon activities, and some materialists misunderstood him. But in his appearance as Lord Chaitanya, he did not show much of his opulences, and therefore fewer conditioned souls were bewildered. Misunderstanding the Lord, many fools consider themselves incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the result is that after leaving the material body, they enter the species of jackals. Persons who cannot understand the real significance of an incarnation must attain such lower species of life as punishment. Conditioned souls who are puffed up by false egoism and who try to become one with the Supreme Lord become Mayavadis. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is continuing with his extended description of how everyone in the spiritual world, including all the incarnations and also the great personalities within the material world, consider themselves incarnations or consider themselves servants of the Supreme Lord. And Advaita Acharya repeatedly declares this, as Kaviraj Goswami mentions here. And then, having mentioned Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya, Anantashesha, Sankarshan, and so on, Kaviraj Goswami declares that these incarnations are called Bhakta Avatara, incarnations as devotees. And the position of such an incarnation is above all others. We have heard this verse, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namamish Bhakta Shaktikam. It's part of the Mangalacharan, the auspicious invocation prayers, and we chant it every day in the morning. So, in this verse, which actually appears right in the beginning of the first chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Kaviraj Goswami mentions the five truths, pancha tattva. Tattva means truths, pancha means five. He says, I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who has appeared in five forms, pancha tattvatmakam Krishnam. So this Krishna has come in five forms. What are these five forms? First of all, there's Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Bhakta Swarupa, that is Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the first expansion of the devotee. Then third is Bhakta Avatara, the incarnation of a devotee, and that's Mahavishnu, that is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is an expansion or incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. And then there is Bhakta, there is the devotional energy. Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam, the Bhakta, the devotee of the Lord. The devotee is Srivas Pandit, who is an incarnation of Narad Muni. And then there is Bhakta Shaktikam, the energy of the Lord, who is Gadadhar Pandit, who is said to be an incarnation of Srimati Radharani's halo. So in this way, Krishna has expanded himself into five forms, which we call the Pancha Tattva. So this is the meaning of each of these five terms, the members of the Pancha Tattva. And here we are specifically hearing about the Bhakta Avatara, the incarnation as a devotee. But Srila Prabhupada in his purport generally speaks of the forms of the Lord in which he comes as a devotee. And he says these forms are generally more effective and more beneficial to the conditioned souls than the other incarnations of the Lord. Why so? Because in the other incarnations of the Lord, he actually displays a greater degree of his opulences. So what's wrong with that? Nothing, except that many materialistic people misunderstand the Lord when he displays his opulences. And Prabhupada mentions about Krishna. He says, Lord Krishna appeared and performed many uncommon activities, and some materialists misunderstood him. You see, the whole root of our existence in this world is envy of Krishna. That's why we are all here, because we want to enjoy independent of Krishna. So when materialistic people see or hear about Krishna's display of opulences, then they begin to criticize or they become envious. Especially when we see Krishna's pastimes of the Rasa Leela, then there are many people who, not understanding Krishna's divine nature and his spiritual potencies, begin to criticize him. Because of course they understand that it is not humanly possible, or possible for them even, to do the same thing that Krishna did, although they would like to. But because Krishna is doing it, they criticize him as being immoral and so on, not understanding what Krishna's position is, and who the gopis are, and what the nature of the Rasa Leela is. Similarly, when Krishna does something wonderful like lifting Govardhan Hill, they think it's just a fairy tale, it's not possible, and they begin to criticize Krishna. Or when Krishna exhibits his opulence of trying to be like an ordinary man, settling a dispute between warring cousins like the Pandavas and the Kauravas, then they criticize him for being very diplomatic, and so on and so forth. So whenever Krishna comes, he performs uncommon activities which his devotees love to hear about, and the devotees glorify these activities. But the materialistic people, they misunderstand because they cannot tolerate to see such display of opulence. To see something wonderful in another personality and to not criticize it or not be envious of it is a symptom of a pure heart. When we see something wonderful or successful in others, the materialistic part of us comes up and says, "Oh, I wish I could be like that. Oh, why is he like that?" So similarly, when Krishna descends and exhibits wonderful pastimes and displays his opulences, the materialistic mentality comes up and says, "Well, you know, this is not true." Or they find some reason to criticize Krishna. Even in the incarnation of Lord Ram, he was criticized so many times. Even though Lord Ram lived in Treta Yuga and there was Ram Rajya, the perfect kingdom, still there was one washerman who criticized Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram had to again send Sita Devi a second time into the forest. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here that in his appearance of Lord Chaitanya, he did not show much of his opulence. Therefore, fewer people criticized him and blasphemed him. He did actually show his opulences, but only to his intimate associates. Like, for example, in the Mahaprakash Leela, Sat Prahariya Bhav, that's called. Prahar means 3 hours, Sat means 7. So 21 hours continuously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the Mahaprakash Leela, during which he actually sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu and exhibited his divine opulences. He exhibited his godhood and he fulfilled all the desires of his assembled devotees. But that was only for his intimate devotees. It wasn't meant for others. As far as the others were concerned, the general population, he just chanted the holy names on the streets, congregationally, and that was the way he delivered everyone. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the guise of a devotee, he was more human-like than was Krishna. Because Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and so on, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just like you and me, it seemed. An ordinary devotee of the Lord. Of course, he was not ordinary devotee. Even as a devotee, he was extraordinary. But at least he seemed like a devotee. And therefore, deliberately, he did not display his opulences, just so that people at large would not criticize. In fact, when he was still in his Grihastha Leela, he was a teacher of grammar. And after his return from Gaya, he was transformed completely. He was initiated by Ishwar Puri and he came back intoxicated with love of Godhead. He came back chanting and dancing, saying, Ha Krishna, where are you, O Krishna? And the residents of Navadvip, especially the devotees, were overwhelmed with joy to see him like this. And one time, when he was teaching grammar, he was always presenting the rules of grammar in a way that was connected to Krishna. So all the verbal roots and everything, ultimately he pointed them to Krishna. So he became completely intoxicated with love of God. And one time in his bhava, in his mood of ecstasy, he was chanting Gopi, Gopi. And some of his students, who were caste brahmanas, misunderstood him. And they said, "Oh Pandit, why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi? All the scriptures say you should chant the names of Krishna, and you are chanting Gopi, Gopi. This is not appropriate." So Mahaprabhu, as it is, when it was in his mood of ecstasy. So he became enraged, picked up a stick and chased him. And Mahaprabhu was very tall and big. He was 7 feet tall. So when you have a 7-footer running after you, you prefer to retreat in some haste. So the Brahmana did indeed do that. And he went to his friends and said, "Do you know what happened? This Nimai Pandit, just see what he's doing. I mean, as if, you know, he's the only one who's born in an aristocratic Brahmin family. Yes, we all respect Jagannath Mishra, who is the father of Nimai Pandit, but our fathers also were pious people. Our lineage is also very good. It's not that we are ordinary people, we are also Brahmins. And how dare he offend us like this? And my dear friends, was it not by the stroke of providence, today I would have been killed." And then all the other Brahmins came up and said, "Yes, yes, what does this Nimai Pandit think he is?" So they all were agitating like this, you know, like a revolution against Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu began to think that something's going wrong here in my plan. I came here to deliver all these fallen people, including the high caste Brahmins who think they are very advanced. But something's going amiss here. If they begin to criticize me like this, then my mission will not be fulfilled. So then, I must now take sannyas. Because when I take sannyas, these people who are following the Varnashrama system will have some respect for a sannyasi. And they will offer respects to me. And in so doing, they will actually achieve great benefit. It's not good that they should criticize me like this, because it will be very harmful for them. So then Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. So Mahaprabhu was very conscious that in this appearance, this human-like devotee appearance, he had come to deliver people. And this was the age of Kali, where people are very much devoid of faith. It's very hard for people in this age to get faith. Faith in Krishna, faith in the devotees. At the slightest reason, at the slightest instance, faith is destroyed. So Mahaprabhu was very conscious of this. And therefore he said, "I should act in such a way that will not bewilder other people, that will not cause them to criticize me." So then he took sannyas. And even as a sannyasi, he was very cautious. He was so strict in his dealings. There was a godbrother of his guru who was called Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri somehow had this habit of criticizing. And he would call the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, to his ashram, and he would feed them sumptuously. And after having fed them, even against their desire, he would keep more and more prasadam on their plate. And out of respect and being embarrassed to refuse a guru or the godbrother of their guru, they would honor the prasadam. Then Ramachandra Puri would criticize them and say that, "You know, I always heard that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat too much. And now I'm practically seeing this with my own eyes." One time he came to the Gambhira, the room of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kashi Mishra's house, what is today the Radha Radha Kanta Mutt. And he saw some ants coming out of Mahaprabhu's room. And he said, "Just see, there is a line of ants here. So it means that this sannyasi has been eating a lot of sweets. Is this the dharma of a sannyasi? A sannyasi must control his tongue." So when Mahaprabhu heard this, as it is he used to eat very little, and now he cut that to half. And the devotees felt that a thunderbolt had struck their heads. And they were just praying that Ramachandra Puri would somehow leave Jagannath Puri and go away. So Mahaprabhu was very conscious that people should not criticize him, because they would come to great harm if they did so. His incarnation was meant for a purpose of delivering the most fallen people in Kali. When Jagadananda Pandit and Damodar Pandit, two of his intimate devotees who had a special rasa with him, would offer him various kinds of conveniences, like a bed or some oil, he would refuse it. And sometimes they would get angry. and not talk to Mahaprabhu for many days. This was their special rasa with Mahaprabhu. Finally, Govinda made a bed that was made of dried leaves. And then Mahaprabhu accepted that rather than sleeping on the hard stone floor. One time there was a young boy, and he used to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu would give him a lot of mercy and spend time with him. Then Jagadananda came and told him, "Is this the way for a sannyasi to be? People will criticize you. You know that the mother of this child is a widow. And if people see you spending a lot of time with this child, they will infer something wrong. So you have to be very careful." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became afraid. "Yes, you're right." So then he stopped it. So all the time he was so conscious about this fact. There are numerous such instances. Whenever he was performing his pastimes also, he would ensure that he would not display his ecstatic symptoms. Sometimes, even besides himself, the ecstatic symptoms would come, would manifest, he would then hold himself back. When he was in public, he was just like an ordinary devotee. It was only when he was in the association of his intimate devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, and so on, that he would reveal his own inner emotions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this day and age as a very special avatar. He did not want to cause bewilderment. So even as a sannyasi, he acted as such a strict sannyasi that it is not possible today. When he went on the parikrama to South India, everyone was saying, "Please carry some servants with you." And he said, "No, I will just carry my water pot and my stick and my cloths rather." And they said, "Well, then, you know, it will be difficult for you because you want to chant and everything. So please take at least one person with you." So Mahaprabhu agreed. And unfortunately, this devotee ran into some rough weather. Kala Krishna Das, he got entangled with some gypsy women somewhere in South India, even though he was personally with Mahaprabhu. And then the next time that Mahaprabhu had to go to Vrindavan, then Mahaprabhu this time was really cautious. He said, "Please send with me somebody who has a peaceful mind." And then Balabhadra Bhattacharya went. And when he was in Vrindavan, he lived a very exemplary life. One time Balabhadra Bhattacharya was overtaken or overwhelmed by the discussions of the local people who were discussing that Krishna has appeared in the Yamuna on the hoods of Kaliya. And every night we see that he is there and his jewels on the head hoods of Kaliya are shining. And everybody was talking about this. At this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Akrur Ghat, which is the border between Vrindavan and Mathura. Akrur Ghat is a very important place in Krishna's pastimes. It has a deep significance because it's in between the two. That's the place where the Krishna of Vrindavan transformed into the Krishna of Mathura. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there. And one time Balabhadra Bhattacharya came to him and said, "I heard Krishna has appeared in this age. Can I go and see him?" And then very mercifully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him and said, "You know, you're a foolish person. Why would Krishna appear in this age of Kali?" Then his heart softened and he said, "Okay, you go after a couple of days." And the same afternoon, some respectable gentleman arrived to see Mahaprabhu. And he asked him, "So, did you see Krishna?" He said, "Yes, yesterday we thought that we had seen Krishna, but now the truth has been revealed. The truth is that there was a fisherman who was on his boat, and he would go at night to fish in the Yamuna. And he had a lantern, and the lantern would shine, and with the waves of the Yamuna, the boat would rock to and fro. So that's how the people thought that it was Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. But actually, it was just a fisherman. And then they said, but actually, now we are seeing Krishna. So what we have said is not false. So Mahaprabhu, even though he is Krishna himself, he closed his ears and said, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. You should never call an ordinary jiva as Vishnu. Because Mahaprabhu was very clear of his own mission. So he asked them, why do you say that I am Vishnu? So they said, because you are a sannyasi. So sannyasi is Narayan, is as good as Narayan. So this was the prevailing Mayavadi conception. Danda grahana matrena nara narayano bhavet. When you accept danda, sannyas danda, you become Narayan. Nara means a human being. Narayan means the Lord. So a human being becomes Narayan when he accepts the sannyas staff, the danda. So then Mahaprabhu was very sad to hear this. He said, no, that's not true. And then he went on to describe how the living entity can never be equated with Krishna. And Kaviraj Goswami points out that these gentlemen who came to see Mahaprabhu had indeed seen Krishna. And they were right when they said that they were now seeing Krishna, but for the wrong reason. The reason they thought of was that he is Krishna because he is a sannyasi. But the fact is that Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. But he was so cautious that if people started calling him Krishna in public, then every common man will start declaring himself to be Krishna. And indeed, that's one big problem in India. We have so many incarnations. And then Prabhupada says here, makes some very strong statements. Many fools consider themselves incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the result is that after leaving the material body, they enter the species of jackals. So much so that even people who don't understand the significance of an incarnation have to take birth in the lower species of life. So criticizing the Lord is a very serious offense. So the Lord, being conscious of this, has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, minimally displayed his opulences, so there will be minimal criticism, so that people can come into his fold and he can deliver them. Because if they criticize him, they will be reborn in lower species of life, and then what is the hope for them? So very kindly, Krishna has come in this most wonderful and munificent form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the whole world simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments?